It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. WNYC is working with other news organizations in New Jersey to explore political divisions and the upcoming election of a new governor, this through the eyes of neighborhoods across the state. We're calling it Voting Block. Joining us now is Catherine Carrera, a reporter at The Record and NorthJersey.com. She's actually embedded herself on a stretch of Palisade Avenue in Westwood, New Jersey, but she's here in the studio with us this morning. Catherine, good morning.
Good morning.
So give us a snapshot of Westwood in this part of Palisade Avenue. What's it like?
Sure. Palisade Avenue is this quiet, charming street in Westwood, tucked away between a hospital and a huge county park.
Sounds very green.
Yes, it is. The neighbors there are very familiar with each other. Most of them have been living there for more than 10 years. They're also very diverse. They have different political affiliations, Democrats, Republicans. There's non-affiliated voters living there. There's also diversity in ethnicity and age and income. So it's an interesting group of people that live there.
Since it's so diverse, I'm assuming that they're kind of all open to discussion.
You would think that, but when it comes to politics, it's not a favorite topic to jump right into. But they do know that their neighbors are, and their close friends are, they don't have the same political affiliations that they might have.
And you gathered a group of them.
Yes.
How'd that go?
It went very well. No one got too argumentative or anything, but they were able to open up about where they stand on issues that affect the community as well as issues that are affecting the state. And we got into talking about the governor's race. Some of them said they had no idea who the Democratic and Republican candidates even were. But for the ones who had been paying attention, they were pretty skeptical. Here's Robert Burrows. He's a retired police chief from Westwood.
The lieutenant governor and Murphy have come out right off the bat with what their primary concern is. Legalizing marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
That's what their primary concern is. But yet and still, we have a drug problem in this country that's second to none. But we want to legalize that.
Okay, so this sounds interesting. It sounds like they don't think the candidates are really talking to them.
Right. They feel like they're overlooked. Legalizing marijuana isn't really one of the primary concerns that they brought up. So for the candidates to be talking about that, they feel like the issues that matter to them are being ignored. Here's a couple, Joe and Michelle Paolacci, talking about just that.
Who is going to hear from us how great they are if they came here?
They don't even know where we are.
Well, that's
I bet theory. You that would be my question. Did you even know where Westwood was? I bet you they don't.
So did you get a sense of what would get them engaged?
Yes, they want attention. They want someone...
They want a visit to Westwood.
Yeah. They want someone to knock on their door and say, what matters to you because I care? The others that were there at the get-together that we had, they said even a town hall would be a great start. They just want to hear more about property taxes, which is really important to them. They want to hear about the school funding. About 5 of the 6 that were at the get-together have children in the public school system. But mostly it seemed like they just wanted to be able to trust the candidates as well. There's a lot of skepticism and just overall distrust of the candidates.
Catherine Carrera is a reporter at The Record and NorthJersey.com, one of our partners in our series, Voting Block. For more on the series, you can go to WNYC.org. Catherine, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.